Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 85, verse 8. I listen carefully to what the Lord is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people. Listening is crucial to every part of life, but that doesn't mean that it's a simple process. It requires a huge amount of thought and care. So it isn't surprising that courses in listening are widely available these days. There are essentially five stages to the listening process: receiving, understanding, evaluating, remembering, and then responding. I'm sure the psalmist would have seen this as a good description of what it meant to listen carefully to the Lord. It's possible to hear someone speaking without taking on board anything that they've said. But when you listen, you deliberately receive what they're saying. However, even that isn't enough. You need to understand the words that they're using. Without that, their words are nothing more than sounds. Having understood the words, they need to be evaluated. What exactly was the person trying to say? And how does it apply to you personally? When God speaks to us, we need to see how his words relate to our everyday lives. We then need to remember his words so that they continue to influence our thinking. However, all of this process is worth nothing unless we respond to what we've heard through our actions. The Bible's truths can wash over our heads and have absolutely no effect, or they can transform our lives. As I write these notes day by day, I'm acutely aware that the key question is whether we're truly listening to what God is saying. We all hear many voices each day, from friends, family, colleagues, the media, and so on. But the crucial question is whether we are giving quality time to listen to the voice of the living God. So let me ask you a question. What could you do to help you to listen more fully to God's voice day by day? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you that you're a God who speaks to us. Help us to listen more attentively to you each day. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.